Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to Coffee at KYUK. I'm Elissa Lachlan. Today we're joined by ONC's Mary Mathias and Caroline Black, who are two people who work with the Elders Project. Here to talk with them is Anna Rose MacArthur.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Kara. Kara and Mary, are you there? We're going to work to get them on the line here. Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to Coffee at KYUK. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. We're going to be speaking about the ONC Elders Project today. And the ONC Elders Project, where ONC hires youth to interview elders and be able to share their wisdom, their traditional knowledge to connect the generations. It looks like we've been able to connect them on the line, and we'll be able to get to our interview right now. Hi, Kara and Mary.
Hi.
Okay, great. We're able to connect now. Sorry about that for that second. Good morning. Please tell me more about this Elders and Youth Interview Project.
Sure. Yeah, I can start. So, Mary has conducted some elder interviews through ONC in the past, and I'd love for her to talk more about that. This project was just begun. Actually, my Natural Resources Director, Janessa Skible, and Mary came up with this idea earlier about doing some more interviews and having youth be more involved in the process. There's just a lot of value and opportunity for youth, both to be employed through ONC and this process and being involved in creating the questions and guiding the interviews and just having more relationship with the elders involved in the interviews and make them more of like a conversation. So that's how this project kind of began. But I'd love, if Mary could talk more about the history at ONC with the interviews.
Sure. This is Mary. In the past, we've interviewed elders from Bethel, and some of them, you know, they're from different communities. But it was really great to get their stories. Their stories were based on traditional ecological knowledge and traditional values and connecting their stories, you know, passing their messages on to the youth.
This year, the project is renewing itself again. How can people get involved? How can youths get involved? How can elders get involved?
Well, we have youth that are working right now, and we're searching for interested volunteers that, you know, that are elders to volunteer and participating in gathering with our youth and sharing their stories. Carrie, you could speak more on that if you want to.
Yeah, thanks, Mary. This is Kara. And, yeah, we do have a couple youth working with us currently. The youth that are going to be conducting the interviews and doing these conversations are also the youth that are working with us through our environmental program as the ALPAR Youth Litter Patrol. And so, so we have a couple youth involved at the moment, and we are currently searching for elders. We have funding to conduct at least 4 interviews, possibly 5. So we're hoping for some elders who are willing to and wanting to share their stories and their knowledge with our youth and hopefully with our community at large. And so if you're interested, you can reach out to Mary or I, and you can reach me at 545-2005 or just calling ONC the main line and asking for either Kara or Mary. and we'd love to speak more with you, and all elders and youth are compensated for participating and be involved in the program. So, if there's anyone interested out there in sharing with us, we'd love to hear from you.
Mary, you said that when this elders project, interview project, had occurred in the past, there was a focus on traditional knowledge, there was a focus on sharing wisdom between the generations. Is there going to be a particular focus to the interviews this summer as well, or will it be in the same vein as you were speaking of before?
This project, it's based on climate change and connecting youth with the elders. It's almost the same, but, you know, it's more focusing on the culture, the change of climate, and Kara could speak a little bit more if I'm missing anything.
Yeah, thanks, Mary. This is Kara. And, Mary just explained it, but, yeah, hopefully this project can touch more on climate change. And as we know, really everything that life revolves around is dependent on climate change and seeing how the region is changing because of this. And so we kind of feel like that's like the guiding idea, and we're going to talk with youth more before they conduct the interviews about, you know, what's going on in the region, what changes they've seen, what their family has talked about, what previous interviews have discussed, and then hoping they can come up with some guiding questions or just questions in general to get at this theme. But really anything that people will share will be incredibly valuable, and that's the general theme, but I think anything anyone discusses will have something to do with climate change, unfortunately.
And what happens with these interviews once they're recorded? What happens next?
So our plan for the interviews is to, and we'll be sharing this with the elders and the youth beforehand, but Mary and I were just going to record them using voice recorders, and then hopefully we'd be able to share them on our website, and we're going to have the youth transcribe the interviews and put them up in written versions, and we'll have the elders look over them if there's anything that they don't want to share with the community at large. And they can also be published in Delta Discovery and hopefully with KYUK, and we're working on some other developments to share in other ways as well, possibly in video.
And when you say that youths are the ones that are going to be recording these interviews, talking with the elders, how old are these youths? What grades are they in?
They're in 10th and 11th grade. There's three youths that are involved.
And have they already started sharing their ideas for the project? If so, what are those ideas so far?
We actually just started with them yesterday, and we were doing Alpha Youth Litter Patrol. So we haven't started discussing the interviews, but we are hoping to do so today.
Mm-hmm. And with this project, it's going to have an emphasis on climate change. What kind of questions are you anticipating asking at this point?
So at this point, we wanted to ask questions pretty open-ended, so people can share as they hope to. But we're looking into questions such as, you know, what changes have you seen in your environment and your subsistence way of lifestyle from when you were younger and to now? What changes have you seen from stories you've heard from your elders, and what would you like to share from those? Are there changes between like relationships with youth and subsistence and just the land, things like that. And hopefully the youth will, I have some example questions, but I'm hoping the youth will come up with some and we can discuss more what they're hoping to get out of a question that they're asking or stories that they've heard from their elders, and if similar stories could come out, what kind of questions would they ask, things like that.
And will these interviews be conducted with Bethel-based elders or in other communities?
We're hoping to be able to engage any elders who are interested. So we can do video call or just call over teleconference. They can be any youth or any elders in the region.
Mary, you said that this project had occurred in the past as well. Do you recall anything? I don't know if you've listened to those interviews that have occurred, but are you able to share anything from previous youth and elder interviews?
Well, we have the elder stories. They're uploaded on our Natural Resources webpage, under the environmental tab there, and there are a couple of elders that speak very strongly, and I like Robert Aloysius and John Active's messages that they left behind for youth and for, you know, younger adults. Their stories are very great in wisdom, and they say that we're all connected to the way of life, and they speak about, you know, the changes of season, hunting, gathering, everything that, you know, that has been passed on through generation to generation, and it's like a constant repeat, you know, that we parents today practice with our younger children. And it's greatly valued, and it's very important that we connect our elders with our youth, because, you know, in today's state, it's very hard to, you know, sit down or invite an elder over and share stories with them, because there are so many things that are going on. But
and you mentioned John Active, who, of course, worked at KYUK for decades, and I was able to work with him in some of the last years of his life, and that wisdom that he was able to share with KYUK as colleagues, but also, of course, with listeners over the decades is invaluable, and I'm glad he was able to participate in the project, and what a treasure to be able to have that recorded so that people for generations to come can also listen to that as well. Same with, I'm sure, all the elders who are participating.
Mm-hmm. And so with this new interview with the elders, I think one of the workers over there at KYUK is going to be participating as a translator. You know, like if the elder is having problems speaking to us in English, then they're welcome to use their native language, which is the Yupik language, and our translator will, you know, help translate the stories to the youth that are present and to us, so that we could, you know, document it and then also have it recorded through video, so it's like a living story as well, and I think that's pretty awesome that we're going to be doing this different this year.
Well, I'm glad to know that KYUK is participating. I had heard a couple details, but I certainly don't know all the details, but hopefully we'll be able to collaborate, then also share those interviews on KYUK for everyone to listen to as well. I'm certainly excited to tune into that. We just have about a minute left. Mary Kara, what else would you like to share about this program?
Our youth is, you know, connected to working, picking up litter. They're called a youth litter patrol. I think they're doing a very fantastic job. And also the Bethel community is doing a wonderful job in keeping their community clean, because we went out yesterday to pick up litter, and we could hardly find any, which is amazing. So thank you, everyone here in Bethel for participating in the spring cleanup. So our youth will be working throughout the entire summer, twice a week. So if you see us, say hi or, you know, tell our kids they're doing a wonderful job. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, definitely what Mary said. But if you are interested in sharing stories with us, please call ONC and get a hold of Mary or I. And you can also call my direct line, 545-2005.
Well, Mary and Kara, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you for this project. I'm excited to be able to listen to these interviews between the youth and elders. And also thank you for helping lead a project to keep Bethel clean. And hopefully that we'll all do our part as well in that endeavor. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. I've been talking with Mary Mathias and Kara Black about the Elders Project at ONC. If you're interested, contact ONC. And tomorrow on Coffee at KYUK, join us as we talk with an elder from Sleep Mute. Yvonne McCarr is someone who has, over the years, helped many in his community. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening to Coffee at KYUK. See you tomorrow.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.